in mind?
Well, this is Michael Dean broadcasting live from Worldwide from Windowless Bunker.
I sent you the thing with Patrick. I think I copied you in that email with Orange is the Black and the
privatization
of the jail.
What passes for radio right now?
You know, just an instant to talk about that. I've been following the series.
Okay.
The jail
got
privatized, so we can talk about privatization.
What's going on here? They can't hear me.
Sure.
I watched the show, but I'm not caught up, so.
Okay. So,
Patrick, yeah, that's fine. I don't like spoilers or anything. Patrick, I know the premise.
Patrick, play a repeat. Thanks,
okay.
Man.
Yeah, and the
directly to your frontal lobes. So lose the tinfoil hats and know that you are free. Hi, Ben. How are you today?
Hey, Randy. Good to be on the radio with you.
I am so happy to be here.
Hugo. Andale.
Estos son los Freedom Fiends, transmitiendo desde Podbay 2 a 1 kilómetro de altura sobre el nivel del mar, en los estudios intergalácticos de la pradera. Alteramos tu locus cerúleo, calentando tu sinapsis con rejuvenecedoras ondas de radio. Esto calienta tu cerebro a unos sabrosos y tostaditos 365 grados, manteniendo la avalancha de estatismo fuera de tu cabeza. ¡Lo sienten! ¡Funciona! ¡Lo sienten! ¡Davi! ¡Mike!
Oh. ¡Mike! Who's Mike?
Oh! I don't know. I know that guy.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Michael!
That was Spanish for...
I'm assuming that was, are you there? I'm here. I can feel it. Not in Spanish, though.
No, no. It was Spanish for I am the right hand of Michael Dean, and I will burn and destroy the lives of anyone who doesn't do his bidding, and anyone who does bad radio.
Yeah.
Well, then exactly what about, like, Glenn Spanish. Beck and...
Well, on my show. Guys. On my show, man.
Okay.
I mean, I'm trying to work to be, like, the curator of the Freedom Fiends. I'm suffering from really, really bad illness. I've had a horrible day. I felt like I was dying a lot of today. I had to go back on the steroids. I'm an old man complaining about my health. And then like, you know, the board op that's leaving for the night, Nate, does not tell the assistant board op how to work the Freedom Fiends server, this special thing we have rigged up that, you know, like, I pay money out of my pocket to do this to make radio better. To make it more accessible, and like Nate doesn't tell him how to do it, and then one of our co-hosts didn't put in the new Fiend phone in time. I'm not going to point at any fingers unless they want to make a confession.
You can say who. I wouldn't want anybody to blame Hugo.
Is Dobby? Is Dobby? Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys like killed my desire to like come on and like do my rare like Phantom of the Opera once a month appearance. I come on for like. A minute and talk.
So we broke our ankle in the first leg of the marathon. Now we have plenty to walk off.
Yeah. Back off. Back off the mic there, Davi. You're pretty. We didn't get sound check either. It's all Davi's fault. Davi and Nathan's fault. So it's a teaching hospital. And yeah, they say break a leg. Do you know what break a leg means? Do you guys know what that means?
It's because they thought that good luck was bad luck. And so they would tell them break a leg because it was like the opposite of jinxing someone.
No. Not at all.
That was what I was.
Is there a story of someone who actually broke their leg?
No, it's got nothing to do with your leg. It's got to do with in old timey theaters, it basically meant get so much applause that the stage collapses, which probably could break your leg.
Yeah, the curtains on the sides of the stage are the
legs.
Those are the legs, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it means get so much
applause. Break the curtain.
Because you know, people would get up and stamp their feet, and old timey, you know, before the governments came along and made buildings have codes and stuff. Oh, yeah. Thank
they used
you,
to
governments.
Burn.
Okay.
They used to burn?
Theaters used to burn, yeah, really badly, because they used
get so much applause
for lighting.
Get so much applause, the building burns down with everyone in it. That's a memorable show.
There you go.
That's the mood I'm in right now. Yeah. So, I'd like to take this this moment of excellence in broadcasting to welcome a new station. This is first of all, trigger warning. This is a Freedom Fiends episode, or this is a Freedom Fiends show. That's the new thing that I want to add at the end of every intro, whether it's one of the original ones or the cool ones that Davi came up with. I want, after that, I want someone to say, or I'm going to say, It'll just be the only thing I ever say on the show. I'll just come on and say, trigger warning, this is the Freedom Fiends, which is kind of a takeoff.
You want it after the BIPCOT announcement or before it?
I think after. What do you think? What do you think, Dobby?
It's fine with me, although it occurs to me we start every intro with this is the Freedom Fiends, so we could also start every intro with trigger warning, this is the Freedom Fiends.
That is.
Yeah, that's
I like that. I'll have my typer monkeys type that up and send it out to everybody. Yeah, so this is Michael Dean.
There you go.
I'm the producer, engineer, and manager of the Freedom Fiends rock musical group and a cappella ensemble. And I'm very, very happy to welcome our latest station. This is huge, people. KTKK, 630 AM, Salt Lake City. That is Salt Lake City, man. That's our second in like a month. We got Salt Lake City and Chicago, like big, many million people metropolitan area. Listen to us, and we go on it right after Art Bell. We're not live on the station.
Cool.
It's as soon as this show is over live, it plays on that station. So I'm really psyched about that, man. And we'll be on in Park City, too, so we can yell at all the Hollywood people when they come into town.
Worms.
All right, I got it.
Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Worms.
Meow.
This is Michael W. Dean.
Meow, meow,
I am the
meow,
producer,
meow.
Engineer, manager, and curator of the Freedom Fiends. Here to make sure my boys get on at the right time. Dobby's a trooper. Dobby's got a virus. What kind of virus you got, Dobby? And you're still doing radio?
I got way more than that going on. So I've had this like chronic back pain going on since I got home from Boardfest.
Yeah, this is the Freedom Fiends.
Let's complain about our medical issues hour.
When I first came to Wyoming, I was so peed off. And it was like, I'd lived in big cities where like everyone's in a hurry. You go to the post office, you go to the bank. People are in, out really quick. Here you go to the post office, the bank, the DMV. You're actually in and out way quicker than you'd be in a big city. But there's always someone in front of you like discussing their medical issues with the non-medical professional across the counter from them and taking your time to do it. And I hated those people. And I found myself doing it the other day. It's really bizarre because I went to get, my wife and I went to get glasses. We haven't gone in like 6 years. We went in to get new prescriptions. And I sort of was having a bad asthma event. And we left a little early. And I called the next day to like tell them I decided like which frames I wanted. And I was like, yeah, this is Michael Dean. I was in there yesterday with my wife. And she's like, can you be more specific? And I was like, yeah, I'm the guy that had to leave quick because we had an asthma attack. And she's like, oh, yeah, I have asthma too. And like, I just started talking asthma with this lady. And I was like, oh, I've turned into one of them. 6 years in Wyoming, and I'm one of them.
I can't imagine you in a small town. I mean, you're always so hopped up. So people in small towns are.
I'm so
they
urbane.
They go through life slowly.
Are you saying I'm urbane?
They go
urbane.
Through life slowly.
Yeah.
No, you're our resident producer Chihuahua. You're really active all the time.
That's, you know, I should be the something Chihuahua, especially now that the Google algorithm is putting dogs and eyeballs into every picture. Have you seen that stuff, Davi, the deep dream?
Yeah, I don't understand what that stuff is. Where does it come from? It just invaded my Facebook, and I don't like it.
Basically,
your hamster,
Google,
your hamster pig
turned into a pig dog. I know. Mm-hmm. Well, I should be a Chihuahua because I really do have the energy. Although hamsters are pretty high energy too. So,
yeah.
I'm so psyched that we're on this radio station in Salt Lake City, man. It's a big town, big town.
Is this town actually small enough that you know the bank teller, or is it like,
no,
it just has a small town vibe?
No. And people don't even know each other's names, but they'll call each other by the name. Like the post office lady, you'll see your name on the return address of the letter and call you by the name and then talk to you about your health, like her sister's, you know, operation or something. Yeah. I always hated that about old people. It's really not a small town thing. It's an old people thing. Although, It's a small town old people thing.
I guess it might be old people everywhere.
Yeah, because I grew up in a small town and people did it. I guess they do the same everywhere. I guess it's just that I'm finally old enough to have medical issues to talk about, and I'm in a small town. So, yeah. Mm. So, Davi, what's
up? I don't want anything to do with them.
Tell me about your health.
I don't want to tell people about my medical issues.
Tell strangers in Salt Lake City. Well, Salt Lake City is a big city, but it's kind of got a small town feel, and people do still do that at the bank. And you know.
Yeah.
So, tell everyone in Salt Lake City, all like 2.5 million people in the metro area who have access to this radio show, tell them about your medical issues today, Davi.
Well, it's just so since I got back from Porkfest, I've had this like chronic neck and shoulder pain, and it's like manageable, but it like it gets worse and worse over time the longer I sit at my desk. And wow. So like it's been hard to work. And so I've been like putting my head in traction and ice packs and heat packs and doing sort of back roll exercises and taking lots of ibuprofen and whatever. So it's getting better now, but it hurts. And
don't you wish that heroin were legal?
Yeah, kinda.
You know,
I mean, it's not about legal for me. It's about prescription. I wish pain, because I know what I need. I wish I could just go down to a liquor store and like buy a muscle relaxant or something. Like,
you know, when Ron Paul was doing that, when he was one of
codeine would be nice.
Remember when they asked Ron Paul, like Fox News was trying to like first question, first guy, Ron Paul. Fox News is trying to knock him out of the race because he's into liberty, and Fox News is, and they're like. Dr. Paul, do you think heroin should be legal? You've said that you thought as much. And he had to defend his whole thing again to a room full of strangers. And like, you know, at one point he asked the audience, I mean, you know, if heroin were legal, how many of you would go out and buy some tomorrow and take it? And nobody raised their hand. I would have been the one guy with my hand up in that theater. I really would have.
For occasions. Everybody's all looking at you like, what's up with this guy?
I'm in freedom.
He's around really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he turned out right on the audio. He did.
But I would have wrecked it. I would have ruined it for him. Because I would.
Other than that, just a little bit of a sore throat.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, when you're not feeling great, like most of the time, the older you get, I don't know. So,
I used to get those cramp, neck cramps and pain all the time. And then I started exercising like crazy, and they went away.
I would like to do that, but exercise could kill me, and that's coming from my doctor. Hey, you know who else has a medical problem? Is Barack Obama. Because he's a liar, he's a socialist, and his feet stink.
Let's treat him for that.
We'll be back to treat him.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. The Central Scrutinizer is a Soviet-style Leviathan trying to keep track of all you do. That's why I use a VPN, or virtual private network, from Bola VPN. Bola VPN is inexpensive, secure, and will allow you to use your computer without leaving a trail. Bola VPN is now also offering torrent seed boxes for safely sharing media with the world. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them from the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
Listener discretion is advised.
Yes, because...
Would you say that?
You know where I got that idea, okay? Do you remember back when it was all the rage for labels to put the warning on records and CDs?
We should be saying listener indiscretion is advised.
Well, there was a... Back when they were putting labels on warnings on all the records, Iggy Pop had a record come out called American Caesar, and his just said... like, it was the same font, the same style. It looked like the standard, you know. What is it the standard one say, Davi? You've parodied it a few times enough to know.
The parental advisory explicit lyrics? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it looked just like that, except it said parental advisory, this is an Iggy Pop record. I really like that. like, you should just know. Yeah. The glossary. The Freedom Fiends over the past 4 years, have created our own language, and... We don't use all these all the time. We're only going to read the ones and comment on the ones that we actually use or that are important.
Some of these we can't say on the radio, apparently.
I know. But if you go to the Freedom Fiend site, you can play the home game version. Click on the link near the top that says glossary. We're going to go through these tonight and maybe tomorrow. And this is important because we do have people torrenting the Freedom Fiends episodes to keep us backwards compatible and heard for at least the next 100,000 years. And but it doesn't save the website. It's just the audio. So this will be kind of the Rosetta Stone to help people understand. You know, we'll put it in the actual episode. So who wants to start?
Well, I can do that. Let's start with the aggression principle, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, so the aggression principle, that old libertarianism 101 thing, all laws and taxes are enforced by the threat of a gun. If you refuse to pay a tax, men will come to your house. If you send them away, they'll return with men with guns. If you tell those men to go away, they'll kick in your door, put a gun to your head, and take you away to a cage. And as you said once, Michael, every newly minted libertarian gives you that line, and they got it from somebody else. And
they don't know
actually
where.
You went into libertarian archaeology trying to find who was the first.
It was Spooner. It was Lysander Spooner. Yeah. I mean, he basically said the exact same thing. He took about a page and a half to say it. It's in No Treason by Lysander Spooner from the late 1800s, and it's in the part that's about highwaymen. If you search the word highwaymen in that free PDF, you'll get it. You know, the picture I'm going to use tonight for this show, just visual humor on the radio, which is Davy Barker trademarked and coined that term at a pork fest, is this great picture I found of this like Russian soldier in the middle of the woods somewhere playing a piano. Like, there's a discarded upright piano in the middle of the woods, and there's a soldier with an AK-47 slung over your shoulder with an underfolder one, and he's playing a piano. He's probably playing, like, chopsticks. He doesn't look like he can really play, but I really like this picture because it sums up, like, it's me. Yeah, it might as well be me. It's me laughing while left Western civilization collapses. And it's kind of also, like, what I'd probably be likely doing during a war. You know, like, I'd probably, like, run away to the periphery of the war, find some woman that doesn't speak my language that also wants to run away, keep my AK-47 to protect us, and go make music and make love in the forest. Yeah.
That kind of sounds like the end of the first Planet of the Apes. Like, he throws AK-47 over his shoulder, he rides off with Luna or whatever her name was on the horse. She doesn't speak any English, he doesn't speak any whatever caveman language she speaks, but they managed to be pregnant by the third movie. So.
Is she an ape?
Or she well, no, she's a human, woman. But
no,
human,
no, she, hu- but she can't
humans
speak.
In the Planet she of the Apes speak. Don't speak.
Yeah.
No, later on we learned they were operated on their larynx, so they couldn't speak.
Yeah. Or it's Nova. Her name's Nova.
All right, so...
It's probably worth pointing out that the aggression principle is the counterposto of the non-aggression principle, which is the axiom in libertarian thought, which essentially says that that violence against a person or their property is illegitimate.
Yeah,
and that aggression is always illegitimate. It's sort of a moral stance.
And it's absolute. All libertarians believe some shades of gray of the non-aggression principle as their guiding light. The only difference usually is, first of all, whether that's their only guiding light, which determines whether they're thin libertarians or thick libertarians. We're more thin in the Freedom Fiends, but we are interested in other things. They're just not our guiding light. But... I think really the main difference among libertarians is how far in advance you can practice self-defense against aggression. And then that leads to things like libertarian ISIS, which is all the rage with the kids. And I tell you, don't join libertarian ISIS, kids. It's just going to hurt.
Just say no.
Yeah, that's this organization that's like these kids that are just willing to die, and they'll just go out and they'll like, you know... I mean, they're practicing,
they
like...
They throw their bodies in the gears of the state.
They really do. And they're, you know, there's some... It's not a religious ISIS thing. It's some are atheists, some are Christians. It's all deists. A lot of them are deists. A lot of them are agnostics. But it's a pan-national organization that basically is libertarians that I guess some would say walk the talk. Others would say go too far. Some would say they're terrorists. Some would say they're freedom fighters. It depends how you look at it. But they do not want a state... But they do things like, you know, they'll have these flash mobs, they'll all talk on their phones, and they'll go have like a a Nuremberg trial for some drug warrior, like on the side of the highway. Have you guys heard about this?
I have not heard about that. Okay. Is it only in Nuremberg, or is it
Nuremberg? That's everywhere.
Everywhere.
Nuremberg, Utah. All right, move on, guys. What's the next entry?
What's the next one?
Debbie, you want to take America of the Mind, maybe?
I love this one.
Yeah, that looks good. So, America of the Mind. Michael's name for the rose-colored glasses, rose-colored glasses vision many people, especially older conservatives, have on America that never, on an America that never was, but that they want to get back to for some reason. It has been pinpointed by the fiends to be either around 1776 or around the time that the show Leave It to Beaver was supposed to have taken place, post-war, but before the civil rights movement and the hippies, approximately 1946 to 1962. Michael based the term on Michael Silverblatt's term, a Brooklyn of the mind, in Michael's movie Hubert Selby Jr., It'll Be Better Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Silverblatt was talking about Selby's novel Last Exit to Brooklyn and said, I asked Selby once, where is this Brooklyn? Because he grew up in Brooklyn and it wasn't a Brooklyn he recognized. So yeah, this is you know, it is what, sort though? Of an impossible
I gotta say,
time
though,
and place,
fact,
this America
that,
of the mind.
The fact that Silverblatt didn't recognize any of the Brooklyn in Last Exit to Brooklyn, really, it doesn't say that Last Exit to Brooklyn didn't have any accuracy in it. It said that Silverblatt grew up on the other side of town in a nice neighborhood. Brooklyn's a very varied environment. So go on.
Well, so is America
of the mind.
That's we could add the otherwise known as America.
America.
America. Yeah. You know, that's America. True. That
that's
is almost
M-U-R.
A synonym.
Yeah. M-U-R.
America.
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 Well, I think they like to pretend the hippies never existed when they think about the past. And then they like to pretend that the civil rights movement wasn't necessary when they think about the past. So,
and they like to quote all the pithy things that Reagan said without admitting things like the fact that Reagan added gun laws and raised taxes. But he said funny things.
You know, like that the Taliban were the equivalent of the revolutionaries, right?
Well, they kind of were in their country at some point, weren't they? I mean, history has to
Reagan
restart.
Did say that.
History has to start.
In some places.
Yeah, he said it when he was having tea with them in the White House. But there's a picture of that. Have you seen the picture of him having tea with the Taliban founding fathers?
I have seen that, yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah, it's pretty awesome just in the sense of, like, who America loves and then murders when they're no longer useful. And, like, I guess America doesn't have to murder the Taliban now because ISIS is doing it for them, but...
There's also photos, I think it's Eisenhower, sitting with, like, the very first Saudi kings.
Yeah.
When the Saud family took over Arabia, it was sort of like Eisenhower was there, sort of making sure everything went smoothly for him. I might be wrong about which president. I'm pretty sure that was Eisenhower. But, yeah, you can find those photos, too. They're pretty funny.
Well, there's the pictures of the photobombing terrorists. Have you seen that picture of John McCain in... I forget if it's Afghanistan or Pakistan, recently, like, meeting with the people who are the good guys, supposedly, and there's a guy in the back, like, 10 feet behind him, like, literally photobombing, like, getting into the picture he's not supposed to be in, and it turned out it's a guy from ISIS.
What?
It was... Oh.
So John McCain was over there taking photographs with guys from ISIS?
He got photobombed by a guy from ISIS.
That's something Donald Trump could take.
I suppose it could have been worse forms of bombs.
Yeah. Right. What's next? Anarchist?
Hugo, you want to do anarchist?
That's the best.
Hugo, do anarchist, since you're here to take our jobs, you anarchist.
Yeah. I can do anarchy.
Whoa, what's that?
Did we lose Hugo?
Do anarchy. I don't know if I do anarchist. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think he got... Well, ISIS does have a jet now. Didn't they get one or two jets and four or five
got
tanks?
Droned.
You got droned, man.
Yeah, but just for a little bit. So
it was anarchy, a temporary country.
Yeah,
yeah.
We threw some more petrodollars on the fire, and the hamster ran quicker, and it's all fixed now.
Yeah, you know, also my Venezuelan origin. Contrary to some people's beliefs, this does not mean a violent person who wants blood in the streets. It means a peaceful person who does not be governed. Michael and Nima are libertarians as well as anarchists. They are ANCAPs. I.e. anarcho-capitalist, not leftist anarchists. And that's what we are, I believe, most or all of the fiends, right?
Yeah. Well, I think MK Lords, calls herself a panarchist, doesn't she?
I have no idea. I think MK Lords defies labeling.
Yeah, there you go.
But she's not a minarchist by any means, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I think all the fiends probably fit in somewhere in not minarchist, but in somewhere in anarchist, no government man, no government woman. what's the other word? People like agorist.
Agorist, yeah. I like voluntarist, which is sort of like it means no government, but it doesn't get really specific about what supplants government as long as it's voluntary. So, dice, like, I want to live.
Dice, man.
Dice?
Yeah.
What do you mean dice?
What are you talking
about? Just roll dice to take care of everything the government decides now.
Oh, yeah. How many bales of corn do you get? And 4.
Central planning. It's central planning down to a man. Like, no, every man carries dice and centrally plans for himself and for others. That'd be horrible. That would be libertarian ISIS.
That would be better, probably, then.
All right. Yeah, we can't say bum
what
F
we have now.
Egypt.
You're listening.
No, we can't.
I do want to do Beast Lick, though.
An invigorating alternative to those other shows.
I'll be back.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Why do we meow, brothers and sisters?
That's a good question.
Why do we meow? We are introducing...
It stands for the moral equivalent of war.
Yes, which we want to avoid. Yep. Dob, you can actually get a little closer. Split the difference here. It is a teaching hospital.
All right.
This show has 20 different co-hosts. It was started by myself and a guy named Nima Vidotti, who's actually from Salt Lake City and really wants to get on the show on a nighttime show. He usually does weekend shows now, but because he's a family man. But weekend daytime shows, which if you don't get those in Salt Lake City, call your radio station and politely demand them. We have one that's... 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. It's during the day. We bring our flame out from underneath the bushel to share with the world. Is that biblical? Sounds like it.
It is.
Yeah.
And our flame is sometimes called Ben's tone.
Yeah. Don't hide your light under a bushel, ladies. That's my advice.
There's got to be bushels in the Bible. Amen. I don't know. There's definitely light in the Bible and ladies in the Bible. So
how
at some
are you
point,
even religious, Davi?
Must have come together.
How are you even religious?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like all of the failed Catholics and Protestants on this show know more about religion than you do.
But I'm just not a Christian. I don't know very much. I've never been a Christian.
Yeah, but that stuff's so, if you're a Muslim, that stuff's in your Bible, too. I mean, that's...
I don't think there's any bushels in the Quran.
No, in the Old and New Testament there are, though.
Yeah, I don't really read those.
I'll bet there are.
I read them once when I was a teenager, and, you know, I kind of returned to them for scholarly reasons to, like, significant passages and things like that. But no, I don't sit and read the Bible.
Yeah, I'll bet there are bushels in the Quran, too, just because... Davi's the Muslim that draws pictures of Muhammad.
That's not true.
You were just you talked about it for an hour. You were just too busy to do it.
That's true, I did. But we ended up drawing a Narcho, and a Narcho clearly has a Mexican wrestling mask on. Yeah. And it says that he's not Muhammad.
A Narcho. I remember that. I don't even know what a bushel is. I'm that Mexican.
It's what corn comes in, man.
There's bushels in Mexico. What are you talking about?
No, they're metric.
Yeah, that's right. Bushels of wheat and barley. And yeah, you're right. I know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just have to be reminded. My Mexicanness got in the way.
There is a story.
So
I was going to read the bushel part from the Quran.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Nope.
I was found it already. There's a bushel in the Quran, huh? Yeah. All right.
I just wanted to tell the audience that we have a 20 different co-hosts, and that's all, we also have a co-host from all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm usually Feeny from Mexico, and there's people from Scotland, right?
Yep.
And Canada, and up in Maine.
Yep. And I'm in Wyoming.
And Sangeeta's from India.
Ah, yep. That's true.
And we all have wrestling names, too. Freedom Fiends wrestling names.
That's true.
Sangeeta's wrestling name is, it's almost filthy, but it's not. You can say it on radio. It's, do you remember it, Davi?
Yeah, it's Lotus Interruptus.
Interrupt
oh
us.
Oh, my God.
No, it's two words. Interrupt us.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Lotus Interrupt us.
Yep.
Yep. Should I break out Sangeeta?
Well, but she's a robot, so no...
But
no innuendos there.
Nope, nope.
Hugo, what's your wrestling name, and is it a Mexican wrestling name?
Well, it is not, but it kind of talks about my tropical origin. It's the Jet Cockatoo.
Okay.
What's yours?
I am the Fiends host, formerly known as the Shiny Badger. I am currently known as the Pamphleteer.
The Pamphleteer. That's a good name.
It was
that's
the something like the Rocketeer. Pamphleteer, though. Wasn't there
oh, yeah, it was the Spontaneous Pamphleteer.
You don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Leave that to the experts.
And the Iron Hamster, which is Michael.
Yeah.
You're still the Iron Hamster,
I'm
right?
Always the Iron Hamster. Yep. Yep. The on-demand pamphleteer. That's your radio name.
Yeah, because you can do pamphlets overnight, right?
Yeah.
I like Spontaneous better.
Yeah.
For Porfit.
I have a shape-shifting wrestling name.
We'll be back for hour two of the Freedom Fiends to explain more of our origin theory, our origin story. Yes.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
This is the Freedom Fiends. Estos son los Freedom Fiends, transmitiendo desde el cañón iónico de baja órbita del campo de reeducación libertario en la cima de la plaza financiera bestial en el satélite artificial Leap Pair 2017 en la región de Alpha Centauri. And I have to remind everybody that the Freedom Fiends is covered under a BIPCOT no gov license, which allows use by everybody except governments.
Yes.
That's how we ensure ourselves.
Freedom Fiends, also known as Adam versus the 12 Angry Men. Too soon?
The 20 Angry Co-hosts.
No, that's, yeah, there you go. Freedom Fiends. I like that. Yeah, they're not angry. We're all happy, but Davi got droned. Davi got taken away by Libertarian ISIS to, for re-education.
Yeah, you know, I have a theory about Libertarian ISIS.
I've never seen it.
Well...
Davi.
I think there's a mastermind behind
Worms.
Libertarian. Yeah. Worms.
Were you hijacked by Libertarian ISIS and taken out for re-education, Davi? And a soda?
I just couldn't get the program to open, and then all of a sudden it opened 12 at a time. So that's just
Windows,
how it goes, I guess.
That's Windows, man.
Are you running Windows Me?
Yeah, what version of Windows are you running there?
Probably Windows 7.
Yeah. Okay.
Is Windows 7 a thing, or is Vista the one before 8?
Vista's before 7.
Yeah, 7 is okay.
Yeah, nine is the one. No, there's no nine. Nine to nine.
So at any point, Davy, were you in front of a blue screen or a green screen in a set there? Never? Did Libertarian ISIS, yeah, did Libertarian ISIS kidnap you and put you there in a set to do a propaganda op?
Nope. I've never pretended to be decapitated.
Okay. Okay, that's
but fair. I do know how to fake one of those videos if anyone ever wants to.
Okay, there's been some rumors lately. You know, I think Libertarian ISIS has a mastermind.
Libertarian and I think ISIS for fun and profit. Libertarian exactly. ISIS for fun and profit.
And the thing that isn't really coming over in the nuance of talk radio is the profit. She's spelling it P-R-O-P-H-E-T. It's actually a profit. Grateful Dead note, yeah. It's an estimated profit, right?
Profit sounds like an Indian name.
Yes.
Libertarian profit. ISIS for fun and profit.
Yeah. And this is that's our friend Sangeeta, and she is also known by her wrestling name. What is her wrestling name, guys?
Lotus Interrupt Us.
Lotus Interrupt Us. Yep. All right.
She's the one who draws a salary, too.
Yeah, well, she works very six low. Jobs at once. Yeah, she makes about 8 cents a day to do this. More than we make.
Pretty. Well, but that's better than us.
Davy, did you order any bigger buttons yet?
I haven't. I've just been getting prices from him.
Davy, they're bigger buttons.
I know. I'm working on it. I got to come up with some art.
It's pretty simple. Mm. The old ones are three for a dollar wholesale. The new ones are two for a dollar wholesale with shipping. Oh, wait. Is that too soon? Am I supposed to not say that?
Mm. Sorry. I'm trying to do math in my head. I can't do math in
maths.
My head. You should know this
maths.
By now. It's not maths.
It is. It's mathematics. It's short for mathematics.
Crystal math.
Yeah, but it's not mathematics. It's mathematics. It's math.
It's do the maths. That's proper in England, at least.
Move to England if you like it so much.
I don't like it. Yeah,
we have co-hosts from there. Wonder what they say in Somalia. I don't know. Do they say maths?
They probably speak English and do trade with people that are from other countries.
Yeah. Those pesky anarchists.
Yep.
Yeah, people do that, and that's isn't that on the glossary too?
Oh yeah, about English,
the Somalia thing.
Yeah,
the Somalia
Let's
thing.
Let's read it. You got it?
Well, I don't know. No, I don't have it, but I suppose.
No,
it's
I don't
in
see
there.
Somalia in the list.
Hmm.
What has to
a word search?
What needs to be covered in the list? You guys see
any? It's not there. It should be there.
Any deep themes?
We got.
Well, we have to do worms
Boston.
Before the end of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do worms.
Worms. We're not going to bury the lead.
All right, okay. Do the whole thing. Go through the whole thing.
Worms. Okay. I'm going to do worms.
Wait, did you do Beast Lake? Are we doing these in order?
Yeah, let's do them in order.
At the end.
Do them in order. Beast Lake, I'll do it short. It's where I live.
We have cast.
Beast Lake,
cats
Wyoming.
Must flow.
Beast Lake, Wyoming is where I live. It's our version of, Bum F Egypt. And it's just anywhere rural that the Freedom Fiends are probably on the radio.
Okay. Yeah, we cannot do Beast Lake. Well, that's the name of a very small town in Wyoming where we do the show, right?
It's outside of Rutgers. Yeah, it's where Intergalactic Curry Studios lives.
Population, how many?
Six. Now that the one government employee got killed for getting ready to snitch.
He violated the Bibcot license.
Yeah. You know, people...
So somebody came
being... Utah is the home of the data center. Do you think that being on the radio in Salt Lake City will get us into the central scrutinizers, like, computers quicker? Because Utah's where...
Yeah,
the, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a CD... We have our version of a CDN, which is, you know, puts the images closer to where you are so you can load them faster. They should be, yeah, they're probably pulling the show faster now that we are there.
Yeah, good. What's a CDN?
CDN is a content delivery network. It's just putting servers all over the place so you can get the image from closer to you, where you are.
King Mark Googling, which is one of those parody accounts we like, is Googling, Ian Googling. He Googled, is Michael W. Dean more famous than King Mark I? I think I am. I think that the Free Talk Live is far more famous than the Freedom Fiends, and I think Ian is far more famous than me, but I think I'm more famous than King Mark I. And I don't care, but I'm just answering it because someone asked on the internet.
Now, do you mean the character King Mark the First, or do you mean the person Mark Edge?
I mean the person Mark Edge.
Because
I don't really have
I don't know. After those things he said on the radio, probably he became more famous.
Well, he's also the voice of reason. Like, he's the one that doesn't want to have racist co-hosts, unlike Ian.
I'm pretty sure Ian doesn't want to have racist co-hosts either. Racism is one of those pet peeves of Ian's. Like, he doesn't tolerate it very much at all. It was the only rule on the BBS that you couldn't be racist on the Free Talk Live BBS.
You know, the funny thing about Free Talk Live is, like, I have to be cautious about criticizing them, and it's not because anything bad will happen. It's because, like, Ian will jump on the show. You know, and he's the only person that has the ability to interrupt us, whether we want him to or not.
He jumps on LRN.fm.
Can
he do that?
Oh, he definitely could do that. But he'll also just like phone me and say, "Hey, I don't like what you said. Let me come on the air to correct you." I'm like, okay, sure. No, but he could definitely interrupt on LRN. It's his content delivery network.
Yeah, he's going to interrupt and say, okay, I'm taking over from the Fiends to clarify.
It's a great content delivery network, and it just went back up on KU band satellite in Africa, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I've heard those guys calling from Africa, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, I live in the third-ish world.
You don't really live in the third world, though, man. Those guys live in the third world.
No, I don't. I have running water, I have electricity
all
day, and I have internet.
Actually, Mexico is called the second
world. It used to be when it was more socialistic, but actually, I would say Mexico is one of the very few countries in Latin America that's actually a developing country, not a regressing country. This is actually getting better instead of what's going on in Venezuela and Ecuador.
Because they all come here and work and send money home.
Yeah, that's the original true. First, second, and third world. First world was capitalist countries. Second world was
communist.
Marginal.
Communism.
Third world was neither. And it tended to be...
I thought second was neither. I thought third was communist.
No.
Third was unclaimed.
Second was communist and third was neither. And back when that designation was made, countries that didn't call themselves capitalist or communist generally had worse economies than even the communist ones. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
So the second world was Eastern Europe and basically Eastern Europe and Russia, right?
Yeah.
And a couple.
And third world
was
everything in Africa and South America. Although a lot of South America is communist, or was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, right?
Yeah, and they're getting back to it. So that's pretty. That's really bad, man. They're going back to communism.
I know.
And they
just call it socialism, which is like capitalism with a fresh cone of like really bright colored paint. Literally.
Yeah, you know what sandwich. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Like literally, like all those South American countries that are communist and Cuba have the same color scheme. Like everything's falling apart, but they're all painted like bright yellow, bright red, bright green, like beautiful, you know. But it's communism with a fresh coat of paint.
Yeah, people have said that the concept of maintenance doesn't exist in Africa. They build the thing and then let it rot for years. And that's different in communist Latin America. They paint it really pretty on the outside.
Yeah,
and they send people to interchanges.
And in America, in America, they take government money and have inner city school kids paid to go do graffiti murals in really bright colors for their socialism.
Yeah.
So we should maybe explain that bomb doesn't mean bomb. That's the next thing in the glossary.
There you go. Yes.
So on this show, Bomb is Michael's old band that started in 1986 and broke up in 1993. Bomb was popular in the underground punk scene, toured the world, did three records on indie labels, one record on Warner Reprise, and then imploded, which is odd for a bomb.
Yeah.
Some bomb music. There's a link here on the site. So,
most of the music on the Freedom Fiends is bomb.
Yeah, the bumper music, sure.
Yeah, except some of the hip-hop stuff is what Nima and I wrote together. And then the song at the end of the show that's really happy called Stints in Sunrise is an instrumental piece I wrote for the end of the show. It's supposed to lull you into sleep feeling happy at the end of the show instead of worried.
I just read.
Well, yeah, especially since you should be awake during the show, and then whoever comes on next, you can go to sleep for them.
You know what's really cool? In Salt Lake City, we follow Art Bell. That's a tough act to follow. And Art Bell was like off. Art Bell invented conspiracy theory weirdo late night radio. Literally invented it, like on shortwave, like 30 years ago. And he retired for a while, but he just came back. And we are following him on this show, on this station in Salt Lake City. I'm really psyched.
Is that the kind of thing that Alex Jones does?
Yeah, but Alex Jones was like literally, you know, 10 years old listening to Art Bell going, this is really cool. I want to grow up and do this, I'm assuming. Actually, I think he said he likes Art Bell.
Alex Jones is like half Art Bell, half America of the Mind.
There you go. And he's on GCN. And we are label baits, so kudos and a tip of the hat of the mind to Alex Jones. We like him.
Oh, the tinfoil hat.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Hey, there's some Squiscar Squig Elves from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And, I guess it says worms now, so there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch. Now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Meow! Meow, meow! 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 Brrr. That's a fiend purring. We're back. Yeah, that's some purring there right there.
That's
we're
the back. Prosthetic purr.
Is that so?
Yes, my insurance paid for 80% of it.
Okay, I remember this thing you own, right? You get prescription for it. It's like a whistle, but inverted whistle, reverse whistle.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
You know, I think we should talk about
after bomb. There's go ahead.
I think we should, is Alpha Centauri in there? I mean, really, that's if you're going to understand the fiends.
No.
I'm going to let one of you guys try to explain that.
Explain Alpha Centauri?
Well, at some point, the fiends started transmitting, and one of, if I remember correctly, one of your dreams, Michael, was that you'd be heard somewhere when the radio waves got to the closest star. Is that correct?
Well,
and they could come back and realize.
The closest possibly.
Proxima Centauri.
The closest possibly habitable planet is Alpha Centauri, which is 4.3 light years away. So it takes radio waves 4.3 years to get there. And I have this fantasy that the super intelligent, super liberty oriented aliens who live there are going to hear the Freedom Fiends in. It's coming up. It'll be about 2 years from now. We've been on for a little over 2 years. So in about 2 years and 1 month, they'll hear our first show and they'll say, we've been monitoring this planet for 100 years of radio and TV, and this is the first sign of intelligent life. And they'll come down here and either allow us to come terraform part of their planet and get away from governments here, or just give us software that'll allow us to just not be touched by governments here.
Just give us force fields and we'll take it from there.
Yeah. And it's a fantasy of mine. I believe it about 1%, probably, you know, the rest of it's a joke, but it's not entirely a joke. I sometimes at night after the show, I go in to use the bathroom, stare out the window and look at the stars. And I think, well,
today's the day.
Today's the day. No, but, you know, and like, there's been all this interest in Pluto recently and the Kuiper belt, you know, the, it turns out there's like 1,000 Plutos out there, 1,000 small planets like Pluto. And, so it takes like four and a half hours for radio waves to get from Earth to Pluto. And it's believed by space scientists that with the detection equipment now that exists on Earth, that Pluto is about the furthest that you could hear like terrestrial AM FM transmissions, you know, the stuff that spills off of radio into space. But I'm hoping, man. I'm hoping that the aliens have better stuff. Davi and I did a whole show on this one time about the improbability of the absolute probability of intelligent life in the universe, and the improbability.
The theories why they've
never contacted
us.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically, a lot of it has to do with you'd have to be listening to the entire spectrum in the entire universe for billions of years. And really, the thing is, like, if most planets follow Earth, they'll have a golden era of about 100 years where they're transmitting radio waves that would reach into space. And after that, they all get into computers and you know, thin wires that transmit light. And it's like, why bother leaking stuff into space with these giant, inefficient transmitters?
You know? They'll be encrypting everything, too.
Maybe not.
So,
maybe not.
Maybe not. Well, there's actually a project that's actually transmitting into space, and they've chosen a frequency to be... it's a natural frequency of the hydrogen atom, so they're transmitting there, and no other equipment transmitting that frequency. I mean, scientists have somehow...
Talking about SETI? SETI at home?
Yeah, well, those are the guys that are listening, but there's some other people who are transmitting.
Yeah, they're called the Freedom Fiends.
Yeah, those two. You know,
we're
trying
actually
to reach the arachno capitalists, you know, live in those planets.
I'm wondering how much we would need to tweak our mission statement and what we'd need to do differently to have a taken seriously Indiegogo fundraising campaign of like, okay, the Freedom Fiends are going to contact life form. Because, I mean, there are so many people that are interested in contacting other life forms that they would definitely donate a lot of money to it. But how can we get people to do that without changing what we do? Just doing this show every night.
We just change the frequency. We just say that we're also broadcasting on this strange encryption, or
no,
not encryption,
no,
but sub radio,
no,
secret, no, ghost frequency.
No, I don't think it'd be that we'd use the same frequency. I think that we would start each show transmitting something different, like you know, the purring of a cat in the 12th
dimension. Put harsh digital sounding binary sound in at the H bumper.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Meow. 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 And
I'm editing.
We leave back.
I'm editing the first hour of the show for the podcast. That's how
meta
it is. It's not like, oh, I don't care what we're doing now. It's more like we're that much of a tightly oiled machine.
The Freedom Fiends, where we edit the show live.
Now, really, what would be bad radio was if I described everything I was doing step by step for 40 minutes. Yeah. Visual editing on the radio.
So, Davy, why do we meow so much?
We like cats.
I think everyone has their own reason for meowing.
Because it's absolutely the worst. Here's my reason, other than I like cats, and I'm the one that started doing it. I did it a lot before I was on radio, too. I just have always been meowing at roommates and girlfriends and wives, my many wives.
I've done that, too.
But really?
Yeah.
It's a really good way. It's a good way of saying, it's kind of aloha. It's kind of, you know, hello, goodbye, I love you. Sweet dreams.
I think worms is aloha. Yeah. Worms is okay. Definitely hello.
We got to explain worms, though. If we do nothing else, we do the cats and the worms. And we do have buttons. If you go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top, it says buttons. Davy designs most of them, too, and they're pretty good. All right. And we do our own software to be able to do this show. Fiend Phone. You can go to fiendphone.com, get it for free. You cannot call in, but, you know, we don't want to hear from you, really. Because I'm kidding. Yeah.
But you can start your own show if you want.
Yeah.
With high quality audio over the internet.
Yeah. So cats, man.
I never had a cat before I listened to the Fiends and I became a Fiend co-host.
You got
but
a cat
at some point I felt. Yeah, pretty much. Because I knew it was an anarchist symbol. I kind of felt bad because I didn't have a cat. You know, to be a good anarchist, you got to have a cat.
Yeah, cats don't have owners. They have staff.
Yeah.
Dogs have owners.
There's only a few people who can be cat herders. You're one of them. And you cannot really hurt cats, and they will go... actually, my cat just meowed.
I heard it.
And
he heard me. He heard this. See, here's how I think we're going to get to Alpha Centauri. So I have this medical device for my lungs. For those who are just tuning in, don't really know the majesty of the Fiends. I'm not on very often. It's rare for me to do a whole show because I have lung issues. I have a form of asthma called status asthmaticus, which is like the worst form of asthma. It does not respond to the things that asthma responds to. So I'm like the 1% of the 1%. Like 1% of people have asthma. Actually, it's more like 10% of people have asthma. But like 1% of ER visits are from asthma. And then like 1% of 13% of people who have, or 1% of people who have asthma have status asthmaticus. And 13% of those people die from it. So I'm not on much. I was for the first three and a half years. But I built this and then like kind of stepped aside. But I'm on tonight. And it's pretty feisty. And it's fun, and it's cool, but I have this thing, it's kind of like an ocarina that I blow into, and it sounds like a rattlesnake or a cat purring. And it actually, like, loosens, like, the backwards pressure of it loosens the phlegm in your lungs that's deep in your lungs that's hard to get out. And if anybody wants to know what, you know, email me, freedomfiends.com. Let's just go to Freedom Fiends and click on the contact link if somebody wants one of these. I'll tell you where I got it. And it really works, but it's got a kind of neat sound. I forget I'm on radio and I do it. I'll bet no one has ever done this on radio because not many people have status asthmaticus. And even the ones who do, like, probably have a producer who's saying, oh, that's not good radio. Don't do that into the mic. But I don't listen to those people and I don't have those people in my life. So, but I bet that this has a frequency that not only gets phlegm out of your lungs, but gets intelligent aliens in different at the edge of our solar system to grant us passage. And
I have a question there. Likely enough for a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
I have a question there, Michael. I know you're not a doctor, but I was wondering.
My initials are MD.
Well, yeah, you're right. So MD, MD Dean. So could you use that if you, I don't know if you, maybe you've been a smoker for many years and then you wake up all full of phlegm. Could that loosen your phlegm? Would you say that?
Yeah, it helps. Yeah. I think I haven't smoked in two years. It really stopped smoking. That's my thing. And I'd say stop vaping too. You know, someone recently got really mad at me on Facebeef and like said, Michael W. like posted this thing, this kind of like specious study that said that vaping, tobacco vape, nicotine vape is like as good for you as clean air. which I just don't buy, you know? Like, we didn't evolve to be putting goopy stuff in our lungs. It's not nearly as bad as cigarettes, but I'm getting people who are really mad at me. Like, this guy was saying that, he's saying, Michael Dean is spreading misinformation about vaping. Like, everyone thinks vaping is handed down from God as this, like, perfectly safe alternative to smoking. It's not perfectly safe, man, and it kind of messed me up. But there's people that are, like, out to get me, or, like, yell at me at least, call me a fraud, because I give my, like, experience strength and hope of the fact that, you know, 30 years of vaping, 30 years of smoking and then 2 years of vaping, like, ruined me. And, you know, they all say, well, it's the 30 years of smoking, it's not 2 years of vaping. But I was fine when I quit smoking and vaped for 2 years. And then 2 years of vaping, like, really just put the nail in the coffin.
I don't know. Maybe it's because vaping's become, like, this libertarian thing, like bacon. And people are angry at you.
They think I'm attacking freedom.
You're ruining it.
They think I'm attacking freedom by putting some but here's the thing is, I'm being more
libertarian. They're recovering objectivists.
They are. Because I'm being more libertarian than they are. Because I am shunning something that's not perfect in the marketplace. And maybe the marketplace should respond. Instead of yelling at me, somebody should develop the vape that's as safe as oxygen.
Well, it's probably just a piece of straw. I'll start cutting up straws and just, you know, drinking straws and selling them as harmless vaping.
Straws. Yep. There you go.
No, then totally they'll find harmless. Out that straws have, like, carcinogens in them.
Well, they do. Probably. Everything is bad for you.
Are we talking, like, plant straws or, like, plastic straws?
I'm assuming plastic straws.
Plant straws.
Yeah, plastic, like, drinking straws from, you know, soda. And
I heard plastic. I heard the intonation, Dolly.
Okay.
Yeah. I said drinking straw, so yeah.
So I think we have to talk about worms if we're only going to get to one more thing, which we could get to two or three, but I think we covered... What was the last thing we covered? Worms? No.
Cats must flow.
Cats must flow. Cats must flow, and then we'll do worms.
So I'll read worms.
All right.
Or do you want to read Cats Must Flow? We didn't actually read it. We just talked about cats. You want to go for it, Hugo?
Well, I lost it, but yeah. Okay, so here it is. Cats Must Flow, a reference to the saying spice must flow in the book movie Dune, Cats Must Flow, when said by the fiends, has two meanings. One, cats don't like closed doors. Two, truly free trade is the only real trade. Most people, especially politicians, who say they like free trade, they really don't. Government always wants to tax and regulate something, and you cannot have truly free trade with any taxes or regulation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever since I had a cat, I know that's true. They want them. Yeah, worms. And now we can go into what worms mean.
So I'll read it. So worms means word, i.e. I agree or you speak the truth, brother. Worms was coined by Dave
Immergluck.
Immergluck, currently in the band Counting Crows, a guitar player who played in Michael's old band Slish. It's making fun of the dated hip-hop slang saying of word. We sometimes say it as worms. Worms is us calling the state insignificant worms. What? This I'm unfamiliar with. We sometimes take it as worms is us calling the state insignificant worms. I don't know what that sentence means.
I should take that out. Because I think that was worms something that we thought of once that never happened again. I'll take that out.
I don't know. Although, when I look at the libertarian ISIS flag with the worms in it, I think some people see that as us calling ISIS worms, which maybe has a neat meaning to it.
Yeah, it's going to get us killed.
But anyway.
That's the meaning.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. In Arabic, the word for worms is dude, so we might just be calling him dude.
I like that. Dude.
You know, and that's also that's the word. That's an insult that the communists in Cuba use for the capitalists, for the people who live in Miami. They call them gusanos. No, gusanos, worm. It's another word for worm. Yeah, like maggot.
Oh well.
So
okay.
Yeah, they call the capitalists in Miami maggots.
Why?
Well, I don't know. That's part of the script that Fidel gave them. So
yeah
but they always say that the gusanos in Miami.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of like capitalist pigs, capitalist worms. I guess it's like if you're such poor communists that you don't even have pigs, you can only have worms.
Well, yeah.
Worms.
Yeah, they've never seen a pig, so yeah, probably. So you want to go into the warren canary, Davy?
Yeah, so worms is also our warrant canary, and that means that if we ever revert to saying word instead of worms, that means that we've been contacted by the government and ordered not to mention it. So that's how you know. Longtime listeners, if you hear us begin to say word, you'll know that something is wrong and that everything we say should be viewed with suspicion and contempt. This says worms also stands for weapons of rehabilitating misinformed statists, which is just another way of saying truth.
Yeah.
Or world orthodox. Oh, I remember this episode.
Wrote half of these.
I wrote this. Orthodox Reform Ministry Services for that cult vibe. Wyoming Original Radio Militia Society. Wyoming Organized Reasonable Michael System. War on Regulatory Monetary System. World Orthodox Reform Monetary System, War on Rational Monetary Systems, Wicked Otherworldly Random Moth Swarms.
Wow.
Or Worried Old Ranting Minarchist Shelter.
Get off my lawn.
Worms.
Yeah.
Worms.
So there's another thing down here. It says Worm Wrangler, which I haven't heard. That must be an old one.
Yeah.
But I can read it if you want.
Yep.
So a worm wrangler is people on the golden floppy disk of redemption who do more than just donate, i.e. those who actually do free work for the fiends to help spread the fiends throughout the fiends thought throughout the world, taken from a made up film credit that Michael's friend Danny Plotnick put on one of his early Super 8 movies in the 80s. There you go.
Yeah. Danny Plotnick.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
The Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition is proud to present the 3rd annual Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. It will be held at the Circle Pine Center in Delton, Michigan from August 7th through the 10th. There will be vending, discussions, presentations, all sorts of activities for children and adults, and bacon, lots of bacon. Round up your friends and family and get them registered today at miplc.org. That's miplc.org. Dogs welcome. Longer leashes recommended.
Whistling Orthopedic Rubbery Medical System, or worms.
Worms.
Yeah. Hugo came up with that in the break, and I really like it. It's, we had to tweak.
Does that mean
bit,
that sound means worms?
Yeah, yeah. This is the sound. Is man, I'm holding this in the air like victory. Like this device will lead us to Alpha Centauri. You know, the other night when we tried to log in, some of Alex Jones's people were using the Comrex we were supposed to go in on, even though it's like their show's in the daytime and they're experimenting with things late at night, and I think that they were trying to, we had to use a different Comrex, it's no big deal, but I think that they were trying to get to Alpha Centauri. I think they know of our plan and they're trying to get there before we do, so we need to step it up because Alex Jones has more resources than we do, or we could cooperate.
And their denial amounts to a confession.
Hey Alex, you want to get, I know the path to Alpha Centauri, give me a call. All right, so what's next, guys?
You want to do Central Scrutinizer?
Yeah, and we do have to say every hour that Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink. Okay, what was the next one?
He might be the Central Scrutinizer. Yeah, that's the one.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, it's another word for community organizer.
So any government's attempt to spy on its subjects' private communication, whether by internet, phone, or meeting in the street, is a takeoff of the Frank Zappa riff where, between songs on the record, he whispers and imitated someone called the Central Scrutinizer. I think that's a song, too. There's a song called Central Scrutinizer.
It is, but it came the after personification, that, after, the, whis- after the whispering.
Of the people who wanted to censor Frank's records and later... He did a song, and there you go, a song called The Central Scrutinizer. So there you go.
So statists and square. Those are important to understand.
I'll just say it's square.
And we're bringing everybody into the majesty of Fiends since this is our first night on a new station in a new city in Salt Lake City. And I'm really psyched about that because I like Salt Lake. It's just down the road here from, I'm in Casper, Wyoming, in case you don't know. And basically to get anywhere, I usually go through Salt Lake. So I've been there a million times and I really like it. So, yeah.
Mm. So a statist. Statist is a person who worships the state, the government, any government.
KTKK and in Salt Lake City. 6:30 a.m. in Sandy, Utah. Reaching the Salt Lake City area, KTKK. All right, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so a statist is a person who worships the state, the government, any government, and or the idea of government. People who, out of ignorance, or bitterness, or fear, or of knowing better, of not knowing better, support the state and its violence. All Democrats and Republicans are statists, even Ron Paul. But as a sovereign Curtis once said, I'm a big fan of Ron Paul. I tell people he's my favorite government thug.
Yeah,
but he's still a government thug.
And you know, there are people who might say, like, why are you doing a show with someone from Mexico? You got to be an American talk radio show. And it's like, nah, man, that's a statist thought right there. And actually, like, most talk radio show hosts in America have far more in common with Vicente Fox than they do with Hugo. Or who's the president of Mexico now? I don't know.
Right now it's Enrique Peña, but you know, they got politicians are more like each other than the difference that they probably have between populations, you know, that's true. And another word for state is square. Well, we use this is square.
Square.
Yeah.
And that's an old word. Thing. That's an old word. I want to bring back. Like when I was a kid. When I was a kid in the 70s, square basically meant someone who does not smoke pot. And now that I'm grown up and haven't smoked pot in 20 years and haven't had a drug or a drink in 20 years, I'm basically like, I, to me, square doesn't mean you don't smoke pot. There are square people who smoke pot and there are not square people who don't smoke pot. But square means you're not cool, man. It's always meant you're not cool. And if you love governments, you are not cool, man. The worst thing, the most uncool thing that any musician can ever do is like use his fame to promote any political agenda or politician. Unless it's
endorse a candidate.
Yeah.
That's the end.
Yeah, I mean,
when I stop listening.
You know.
That's when the radio dies.
Yeah. There should be a don't vote music campaign. That'd be one I'd get behind.
Mock the vote.
Bobby, do the graphic before the end of the show.
I've already done it, man.
Well, you've been in there. It's finished. You had 30 seconds and you met the agenda.
Libpair is short for Libertarian Paradise, which is what will be achieved when the aliens arrive from Alpha Centauri and give us the ability to ward off all the squares and all the boring statists
and give us the ability to have Nuremberg trials and executions with our iPods remotely.
Yep.
Ooh.
Worms.
That was a little too libertarian for me.
Yeah, you were ICC there, but
ICES, like ice cream cones, libertarian ICES.
ICES.
Yeah, worms.